For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News, and this is part two, a continuation of an editorial from Bruce Merkin of the Marijuana Policy Project.
The number of House members willing to support medical marijuana has increased by 67 in only 7 years. Just 57 more, and we win. And switch they will, because public opinion is demanding it. In a national Mason-Dixon poll taken June 8th through 11th, voters were asked, should the federal government prosecute medical marijuana patients now that it has been given the okay to do so by the U.S. Supreme Court? By a greater than 4-to-1 margin, voters said no. And that response cut across age, gender, and political party affiliation, with Republicans saying no to arrests by more than 3-to-1. The impetus for the Supreme Court ruling and the shifting landscape in Congress comes from the 10 states with medical marijuana laws. As more and more pass such laws, Vermont and Montana joined the list last year, the pressure on Congress to finally bring federal law into the 21st century grows. And that pressure will keep growing. A medical marijuana bill passed the Rhode Island Senate by a crushing 34-2 vote on June 7th, the day after the Supreme Court ruling. And the bill already has enough co-sponsors in the Rhode Island House to assure passage. And that's just the beginning. The Marijuana Policy Project is committed to working with local patients and their supporters to pass medical marijuana laws in additional states through their legislatures or through ballot initiatives. And we will win, like the American Nurses Association, the American Public Health Association, and dozens of other medical organizations. The American people understand that arresting patients with cancer, AIDS, or multiple sclerosis for using medical marijuana when their doctor has recommended it is pointless and cruel. It may sound cliched, but it's true. When the people lead, the leaders will follow. On medical marijuana, it's happening every day. And the day when no patient in this country needs to fear arrest and jail for using a doctor-recommended medicine is not far off. This is Bruce Merkin with the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org.
Okay, we've been focusing almost exclusively on medical marijuana over the past days and weeks. Starting Thursday, we're going to shift gears and talk about the overall harms of the drug war itself. Be sure to join us this week on Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Norm Stamper, the former police chief of Seattle, Washington, and author of the new book, Breaking Ranks. Got a question for you. Who loves the drug war the most? I'd say Osama bin Laden. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.